The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, a quick little word about the feast day we're celebrating today, the feast day of St. Andrew Dunlac and his companions. And these were various people who were martyred among the various people who were martyred for their faith, for their Christian beliefs in Vietnam. And a terrible persecution began there in Vietnam. Christians began in the 1600s and persisted right up to the end of the 1800s. And some 130,000 Christians were martyred or murdered in some, you know, very cruel ways for their faith. Today, the Christian faith, Catholicism, is indeed very strong in Vietnam. It's now more than 10% of the population of Vietnam. And not far away from here in Orange County, there's a great Vietnamese population and many, many, many Vietnamese priests, and also in Los Angeles. So you see what has come about. And St. Andrew Dunlac and his companions, 117 of them, were picked from among all those 130. There was a little bit known about some of them, 117 in total, and they were all canonized on the 18th of June, 1998, by Pope St. John Paul II. Now, looking at the Gospel for a moment, what is Jesus saying to us in the Gospel this morning? And it is very simply, all things past. All things pass, I meant to say, not past. All things pass. And nothing really matters in the end. And what is the lesson for us in the Gospel this morning? Well, Jesus is telling us to live in the present, Don't be harping back on the past, what happened yesterday, or what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't let one little incident or one little rejection in your life ruin your whole life. We got to move on and keep moving on. Got to realize that, I don't know, 50 years' time, 60 years' time, probably most of you participating in this Mass this morning will no longer be around. We'll be gone. Most of us will be totally forgotten. That's a sobering thought that comes through in the Gospel this morning. So why do we get so worked up over little things? Because everything passes. Everything passes. We got to realize that. So all Jesus wants us to do, and I hope that matters to you, what Jesus wants, not what you want. All Jesus wants us to do is live each day to the best of our ability. And don't let anything or anybody spoil it.